on internet subscriptions with the Colorado Lottery. All told, there was about 425 pages of data. But we tried to sum it down because I said I have about 2 minutes to talk here. That sure. would be it. So,
does your technology work with 1984 technology? I mean, does your technology work with in terms of, are you past where we're at now?
We're a little bit past of it. But actually, to address the situation of the 1984 bill, which the co-owner of Scientific Games, which originally instituted, he's now professor emeritus at Stanford. And I talked to him about it, and I said, well, what was the situation? The intention was not because of, quote, internet or anything. The intention was they didn't want people playing PCs on slots. It was, again, unintended consequences. I think you're referring to 8880.28. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, studies show that the California Lottery and most other lotteries around the country are missing out on a large segment of the marketplace that consists mainly of those with higher discretionary income, and use the internet to make purchases on a regular basis. As I said, we recently completed a pilot with Colorado, which demonstrated that subscription play, lottery play, appeals to and would likely increase lottery participation among those with higher discretionary incomes. As a matter of fact, we showed originally a demonstration prototype to Senator Flores about 2 years ago, and he said, well, where would this market be targeted? I said, we were looking at the time, the 1.2 million people in California that make over $100,000 a year. So we're talking people in the highest incomes areas. Anyways, some of the results are 78% of the public is definitely or probably interested in the internet-based subscriptions. 79% of those participating had at least some college education. In fact, 99% had a high school education, at least a high school education. 47% of those participating had household incomes of at least $60,000, which is 15% above the median income of $52,000. California is about approximately $56,500 in median income. Subscription increased play in all lottery games. For example, Cash 5, which Colorado has, increased from 13% for walk-ins to 46% if they could subscribe to it, similar to California's Daily 3. Participants said they would spend approximately $46 per month with the internet-based subscriptions, which is substantially higher than the current of $8 per month, which is similar per capita to California. They both do about $96 per year. A real surprise was actually that sales increased to the retail stores and did not decrease. The reason was the group that we found were called the dabblers with a higher income. In fact, were interested not only in doing subscription because of the convenience, but it also said, you know, during the bigger Mega Millions or Powerball, whatever, they would, in fact, walk into the stores to play because they enjoyed it so much. With the right approvals, this system could be implemented almost immediately in California and start earning additional dollars for some of the cash-strapped schools. Other states seriously investigating internet subscriptions are, well, let me mention, other states are seriously investigating pursuing internet subscription services. There are four states that currently do it today. Virginia, New York, which is the sixth largest lottery in the world and twice the size of California, New Hampshire, and North Dakota. None of them are fully automated. They are simply parts, bits and pieces of part automated, part manual, which my colleague CTO could certainly go into a little more detail if you wish to hear it. I'm giving a couple of quotes here, and then I'm done. So I'll keep it done. We're going to try to maximize sales and broaden the focus of the lottery so more people are playing, especially people with discretionary income. This is from Mike Dolan, who is the current director of Ohio Lottery. Now, according to Professor Thompson, who is one of our advisory board members, and he's an authority on gaming behavior and professor of public administration at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He's testified with many governments. He's written 7 or 8 books, in fact, on addictive gambling. He truly is an expert. Quote, a computer sales mechanism could introduce controls to mitigate inappropriate gaming behaviors. by purchasers such as presenting warning messages, messages about amounts of tickets purchased over a period of time, in addition to limiting amount of sales over a period of time and complying to patrons' desire to limit amounts of tickets purchased. Moreover, sales through individual computers would be directed toward demographics less vulnerable to excessive purchases than other sales approaches. In fact, I think we could probably make a very compelling argument that the California State Lottery would have far more control over the players on the internet than they do with people walking in the stores. As is, person walks in the store, as we all know, the clerks do the turnover. It may or may not be 18. They don't care, because the fact of the matter is, you have to be 18 to win the prize. Somebody walks in with $10,000 or $20,000, which we're talking about addiction. I don't think the clerks say, "I'm sorry, we can't take that money." Whereas with the system that we're talking about, which, by the way, every state in the country, including the largest states, have all seen exactly what we have right now. And we can actually control this by age, residency, exactly where the PC is coming from. We can do it by zip code. This is all technology that's there. This is not something that's new. Mm-hmm. It's something which is very solidly placed.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Yes,
Senator Vinson.
What you just said, you said that you made a, I guess, a comparison where you walk in a place and they says, "No, we can't take that money." It's kind of a joke. Well, I've walked in places. Well, at the time, it was in Ohio where I was born.
Yeah.
And they said, "I can't take that money." So it happens.
Well, so
and it happens because of this. Hmm. So some places do, it does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Great. Well,
okay. Any other public comment this time? Okay. I'd like to thank everyone for participating. I'd like to, before we adjourn, lift the calls to announce the votes. So let's go ahead and start with the three bills.
SB 1159, absent members Batten, Denham. That passes 8-0. AB 813, absent members Batten and Denham. That passes 8-0. And AB 1100, absent members Batten, Denham. That passes 8-0.
Okay, great. Everything is out, and we will adjourn the hearing. Thanks for joining us.